Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with new Knoxville Volunteer Coordinator for HCI Hospice Care Services, Nicole Cook. New Volunteer Coordinator here at HCI in Knoxville. Tell us a little bit about getting this job and what you have planned for it.
Yes, I'm very excited to be the new volunteer coordinator here at HCI Care Services in Knoxville. I am actually an employee that's been with the agency for almost 8 years, so I'm not new to the organization, but new to this particular position, and really just very excited about learning more about the position and how I can incorporate volunteers into all the great services that we provide to our patients.
I know from the conversations I've had in the past with other HCI employees, volunteers are just such an integral part of what you provide. What would you like to see out of volunteers here in the area?
Yes, volunteers are imperative to the services that we provide to our patients. They have an important job in that they oftentimes are just sitting with patients. They provide companionship, either with the families of the patient or in place of those families of the patient. And so we have several specialized programs within our volunteer program that our volunteers can provide as well. We have a very popular and important vet-to-vet program here at HCI Care Services, where we are matching veteran volunteers up with veteran patients. As an example, pet therapy program where volunteers can have their pets certified as a therapy pet and bring those in to the patients to visit with them. So, and many more. Those are just a few, but it's very important to the services that we provide to our patients what the volunteers bring to that. And we're just really excited to hopefully grow the program a little bit in the community.
What do you look for in a volunteer? Obviously, anybody who wants to can help out, but what are the qualities you look for?
The qualities that we look for in a volunteer is someone who's got some time, some free time that they can commit to our patients and our services, and someone who really is looking to support the family. And that can happen in many different ways. We also have administrative opportunities for volunteers, folks that maybe aren't comfortable sitting with a patient. There's still opportunities for them. So really it goes across all lines of the services that we provide. And we're really just looking for folks that have something that they want to give back to the community and have some time on their hands.
What or how important is it for volunteers to step up in the community, especially here now that, you know, you're trying to get more volunteers in?
Yes, Knoxville has a wonderful community. People are very supportive of our programs and our services, and we really just are looking to connect with those folks. Again, it's a very important piece to the services that we provide, having volunteers, and we're just looking for folks that are wanting to step up and help support families and individuals who are nearing the end of life and going through this hospice program.
How would I go about volunteering if I wanted to know where to start?
Yes, if you're interested in volunteering for HCI Care Services, I encourage anyone to give us a call, stop by our office here on the square, and inquire about that. We are always accepting volunteers. There's lots of training involved, lots of opportunity, and a lot of fun, too. So I just encourage you to stop by and inquire.
What should I know about volunteering that maybe you think people don't know when they first get involved? I know that's a tough one.
That is a tough one. I think the thing to keep in mind is that not all volunteering involves direct service with patients. Again, we have many opportunities for our volunteers. Some people are comfortable with direct service and working directly with patients and families, and some people aren't. And so we have opportunities for everyone.
All right. And how excited are you to be working here in Knoxville every day?
I'm very excited to be working in Knoxville. I've been working in this community through our other programs for quite a while, but I'm excited for something new and different, and I can't wait to meet the community and all my precious volunteers.
Thanks to Nicole Cook for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.